And let's go straight to the issue of school funding, because the states are at loggerheads today with the Abbott government over the future of the Better Schools Plan, formerly known as Gonski. The Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, has given an assurance the coalition will honour its election commitment to hand over billions of dollars in extra school funding. But he says Labor has left behind, quote, a colossal funding mess, and is back to the drawing board as the government reworks the implementation model. And that has worried some of the states. Fellow coalition government in New South Wales, for one, is warning any attempt to change the funding model could see schools lose much needed cash. The minister joins us now. Christopher Pyne, welcome again to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, Minister, you say the funding model Labor came up with is, quote, shambles and quite unimplementable. You want to overhaul this model. Just to be clear, will that mean less money for schools either now or in the future?
No, we've promised that we'll keep the same funding envelope that Labor promised before the election. And let's be very clear, there's absolutely no reason why any state, territory, the Catholics or the independent schools should expect or assume to get less money. The funding envelope remains exactly the same. The issue is, how is it implemented? Now, Bill Shorten has left us a shambles. He was the last education minister, and I have to sort out the Shorten shambles. It would be quite irresponsible of me to implement a new school funding model that I knew was incapable of being implemented, and would therefore be getting off on the wrong foot. It would be inefficient, be ineffective. It's quite incomprehensible. So having found that out since we got elected, that the department was trying to make a square peg fit in a round hole, I've determined that it is better to keep the same funding envelope but implement a simple, flat, fair and equitable system.
Now, I want to come to the model that you think you will implement in the short term, but just to stay with the funding for a moment, this commitment to the same funding envelope Labor promised before the election, it's all about time frame, isn't it? Because some of the states have agreed to a six-year funding model, and in the first 4 years, that adds up nationally to $2.8 billion, but beyond, it goes closer to $12 billion. Are you committed to that kind of escalation in schools funding over the six-year period?
No, we definitely are not, and everyone knows that. Before the election, we made it very, very clear in every interview, every column, every discussion, every speech I've ever given, that we were committed to a four-year funding agreement. Every state and territory knows that. The Catholics and the independents know that. So there's no year five or year six in the coalition's funding agreement. And that is not a shock to anybody.
But that's what would make it unworkable, isn't it? Because the Gonski needs-based formula ultimately needs a lot more money in the system for it to work to make sure no school loses out. And that is loaded into, it grows as schools get on board with it, into those fifth and sixth years and beyond.
But Fran, we will keep our election promise. Our election promise was that we would maintain the same funding envelope as Labor over the forward estimates. That's the promise we made. We were elected on that promise, and that's the promise that I will keep.
So you're promising to keep the four-year funding, but not the model. Now, some of your coalition colleagues are not happy about the New South Wales Education Minister, for instance, Adrian Piccoli, says the Gonski formula has already been applied to New South Wales' 2,200 schools, and, quote, any attempt to change the model may now see both government and non-government schools lose funding. Is he wrong about that?
Well, I'm not going to get into a slanging match with any of my state education minister colleagues or territory colleagues.
Well, I was really wondering whether you could reassure
unseemly.
Them.
Well, to be honest, the facts are that the New South Wales government hasn't implemented the pure Gonski model. They've implemented their own hybrid approach to that, and that is why, in implementing it, a number of schools lost money in New South Wales. Following the promise that Julia Gillard made and Kevin Rudd made that no school would be worse off under this model. In fact, dozens of schools in New South Wales lost money. So it's not actually true that the Gonski model is being implemented anywhere other than the 900 independent schools across Australia. There are 9,600 schools. Less than 10% will see the so-called Gonski model implemented. That is not exactly a national model. Every state, every territory will implement something different.
So
there wasn't even an agreement signed with the Catholics in spite of Bill Shorten trumpeting a great breakthrough. There was no agreement signed. and Victoria and Tasmania have no bilateral arrangements with the Commonwealth. So out of the 10 potential jurisdictions that could have signed up, only four ever did.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get distracted into that because I'd rather talk about the model and the model.
Well, that is the model.
No. But no, I'm talking about the model essentially that you've inherited is a needs-based model. That's what Gonski is, a base amount of money allocated to schools topped up with additional loadings for disadvantaged students. That is the model. And you're describing that as a shambles and a colossal funding mess. So is it that model that you're rejecting as well as you try and come up with something different? Back to the drawing board.
Fran, the principle of a needs-based funding system where disadvantaged students get more money is a very good principle. And that, of course, was the same principle of the previous socioeconomic status funding model. It was called socioeconomic status because funds got to where it was most needed.
Well, except they didn't. I mean, that's what the work the Gonski model did. That review panel met for a year or more and worked out and came out with a report that showed great disadvantage in some sectors, great disparity between the funding going to some of the schools that needed it most.
No, it didn't really. That's just not factually true. In fact, more money went to public schools than to Catholic schools. So that's not actually factually right.
What do you think the Gonski model found? The Gonski panel found?
The Gonski model suggested that the previous government's SES funding model should be the base of a new funding model, and we agree with that. So all sides agree that the principle that the funds should get to where it's most needed applies. The question is, in trying to get there, the short and shambles is so incomprehensible, so over-regulated, so prescriptive, so much command and control from Canberra. There's so much trying to bend themselves out of shape to make this system work that they've come up with a model that's essentially incapable of being implemented. It'll be very costly to implement. So precious funds that should be going to schools is going to be spent on regulation and prescription rather than at the school yard level. Now, I just don't think that would be common sense to implement a model that I know is wrong.
So, Minister, I'm conscious you've got to jump on a plane, and thank you for your time.
But I'm sorry for the background noise.
No, that's okay. But just the school year, the new school year, starts 2014, starts in February. So what? That's just over 2 months away. What are you going to put in its place in the meantime then? If you're not happy with the model that New South Wales and Victoria and some of the other school sectors were about to implement, what are you going to put in its place?
Well, we will make some announcements about these matters over the coming days and weeks, but obviously for 2014, we will have to stick with what we've got. But going forward beyond 2014, I want to put in place a flatter, simpler, fairer structure that doesn't spend precious dollars on administration and puts every single dollar that we have available into schools and to school students. The only important outcome here is to get better results for our students. That also is coupled, of course, with teacher quality, a robust curriculum, a principal autonomy and parental engagement. Because not everything in schools is about money, by the way.
No, of
course.
Money
is important, but there's a lot more just as important things.
So sticking with what we've got for 2014, New South Wales can go ahead with the need-based model it was about to implement?
Well, as I just said, there's no reason why any state or territory should assume that they are going to get less money over the entire Ford estimates, and the 2014 model is in place. But I'm not going to continue to implement a model that I know is a poor model.
Catherine Greiner was a member of the Gonski Review Panel. She's urging you not to walk away from their recommendations. She's asking if you'd sit down with the panel for a day so they can convince you of the system's benefits. Would you do that?
No. I've studied the Gonski model closely, and I have to get on with the job of being the Education Minister. I think we've had a lot of talk, a lot of conferences, a lot of reports, a lot of analysis of those reports. We've had an election campaign. We've had election policies for both sides. It's time for the government to be allowed to get on with the job, and that's exactly what I intend to do.
And you're not going to honour commitments, even though New South Wales says they have a binding agreement. Tasmania says they have a binding heads of agreement. The Catholics even say there is no uncertainty about agreement being reached under the Australian Education Act for funding.
Well, our election policy was that we would support a four-year agreement. New South Wales and other states believe they have a six-year agreement. We never signed up to that, and we won't be honouring a six-year agreement.
Christopher Pyne, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Christopher Pyne is the Federal Education Minister and the government leader of the government in the House. It's 6:45 on Breakfast.